Chapter 12. Now these are the ones who came to David at Ziklag, while he was still restricted because of Saul the son of Kish. And they were among the mighty men who helped him in war. They were equipped with bows, using both the right hand and the left, to sling stones and to shoot arrows from the bow. They were Saul's kinsmen from Benjamin. The chief was Ahiezer, then Joash, the sons of Shemaiah, the Gibeathite, and Jeziel and Pelet, the sons of Azmaveth, and Berechah and Jehu, the Anathothite, and Ishmaiah, the Gibeonite, a mighty man among the 30, and over the 30. Then Jeremiah, Jehaziel, Johanan, Jozabed, the Gederathite, Eluzai, Jeremoth, Bealiah, Shemariah, Shephatiah, the Harophite, Elkanah, Ishiah, Azarel, Joezer, Jashobeam, the Korahites, and Joelah, and Zebadiah, the sons of Jeroham of Gedor. And from the Gadites there came over to David in the stronghold in the wilderness mighty men of valor, men trained for war, who could handle shield and spear, and whose faces were like the faces of lions, and they were as swift as the gazelles on the mountains. Ezer was the first, Obadiah the second, Eliab the third, Mishmanah the fourth, Jeremiah the fifth, Attai the sixth, Eliel the seventh, Johanan the eighth, Elzabad the ninth, Jeremiah the tenth, Macbani the 11th. These of the sons of Gad were captains of the army. He who was least was equal to 100, and the greatest to 1,000. These are the ones who crossed the Jordan in the first month, when it was overflowing all its banks, and they put to flight all those in the valleys, both to the east and to the west. Then some of the sons of Benjamin and Judah came to the stronghold to David. And David went out to meet them and answered and said to them, "If you come peacefully to me to help me, my heart shall be united with you. But if to betray me to my adversaries, since there is no wrong in my hands, may the God of our fathers look on it and decide." Then the Spirit came upon Amasai, who was the chief of the 30, and he said, "We are yours, O David, and with you, O son of Jesse. Peace, peace to you, and peace to him who helps you. Indeed, your God helps you." Then David received them and made them captains of the band. From Manasseh also some defected to David when he was about to go to battle with the Philistines against Saul. But they did not help them, for the lords of the Philistines, after consultation, sent him away, saying, "At the cost of our heads, he may defect to his master Saul." As he went to Ziklag, there defected to him from Manasseh Adnah, Jozabad, Jediael, Michael, Jozabad, Elihu, and Zilithai, captains of thousands who belonged to Manasseh. And they helped David against the band of raiders, for they were all mighty men of valor, and were captains in the army. For day by day men came to David to help him, until there was a great army like the army of God. Now these are the numbers of the divisions equipped for war, who came to David at Hebron, to turn the kingdom of Saul to him, according to the word of the Lord. The sons of Judah, who bore shield and spear, were 6,800 equipped for war. Of the sons of Simeon, mighty men of valor for war, 7,100. Of the sons of Levi, 4,600. Now Jehoiada was the leader of the house of Aaron, and with him were 3,700. Also Zadok, a young man, mighty of valor, and of his father's house, 22 captains. And of the sons of Benjamin, Saul's kinsmen, 3,000. For until now the greatest part of them had kept their allegiance to the house of Saul. And of the sons of Ephraim, 20,800, mighty men of valor, famous men in their father's households. And of the half-tribe of Manasseh, 18,000, who were designated by name to come and make David king. And of the sons of Issachar, men who understood the times with knowledge of what Israel should do, their chiefs were 200, and all their kinsmen were at their command. Of Zebulun, there were 50,000 who went out in the army, who could draw up in battle formation with all kinds of weapons of war, and help David with an undivided heart. And of Naphtali, there were 1,000 captains, and with them 37,000 with shield and spear. And of the Danites, who could draw up in battle formation, there were 28,600. And of Asher, there were 40,000 who went out in the army to draw up in battle formation. And from the other side of the Jordan, of the Reubenites and the Gadites, and of the half-tribe of Manasseh, there were 120,000 with all kinds of weapons of war for the battle. All these, being men of war, who could draw up in battle formation, came to Hebron with a perfect heart, to make David king over all Israel. And all the rest also of Israel were of one mind to make David king. And they were there with David 3 days eating and drinking, for their kinsmen had prepared for them. Moreover, those who were near to them, even as far as Issachar and Zebulun and Naphtali, brought food on donkeys, camels, mules, and on oxen, great quantities of flour cakes, fig cakes, and bunches of raisins, wine, oil, oxen, and sheep. There was joy indeed in Israel.